Hi, Sally Spillane. Welcome back to The Garden Show and Home, brought to you by Williams Lumber, the name you know and the name you trust, with seven locations to serve you, including Rhinebeck, Red Hook, Hudson, High Falls, Pleasant Valley, WilliamsLumber.com, and Calico Nursery, where your landscape is a living investment, between Kingston and New Paltz on Route 32 in Tilson, KALLECO.com. Jude Clausen here from the Phantom Gardener, where they are celebrating Earth Day. Technically Monday, every day is Earth Day, though. If you're listening on Sunday, get over there because they are celebrating all day with classes. A kid's seed starting and planting class this afternoon, the Fritz food truck, and organic gardening with Costa Maine this morning. So, yeah, it's all good. Happy Earth Day. Buy a native, you know, commemorate. And then every time you garden, remember, I planted this for Earth Day, and, you know, keep it alive. So we've talked about, I just want to refresh this because don't forget perennial dianthus and geraniums. Two great plants. If you don't know about them, boy, take a look. Don't put your house plants out. Look at great hellebores, petunias. Spray your deer repellent. Look at peonies, but boy, make sure you have a support system when you plant them. You'll be really glad. And Juge, you mentioned lavender. Okay, lavender. The biggest confusing plant in... Well, no, hydrangeas are the biggest confusing plant in my repertoire. But lavender is a Mediterranean plant.
Mm-hmm.
It does not like to sit in water.
Definitely not.
I planted about 3 years ago some lavender because there are ones that now are better for us.
Yes, phenomenal is a good one I'd recommend.
And I just went the extra mile and dug in a bucket of sand so that I would be sure that that drained all the time.
Yeah, we have this great chunky mix that I recommend to folks mixing in with their lavender and some other stuff too, but it's sold in fairly small bags, but it's great because like half a bag per typical size lavender would be great to add in to the soil. And just planting those like a little bit high too, another good plant you don't want to bury too deep. And hopefully it'll be in an area that gets some good sun and good air circulation. Yeah. There's definitely some that are hardier than others. And I think you just have to be really careful about the placement of it. Yeah.
High and dry.
High and dry. Yep. Which is tricky because when you're first trying to get it established, you can't let it be totally bone dry. The roots, you know, need to settle in. So it's not the easiest plant. But once you have it, once you've got the right spot and you figure that out, boy, it's amazing.
So let me ask you a question, because I've had really good luck with this winter with, I do Buddleia in pots, and I had some asters that I never got in the ground, and I have tarragon.
Nice.
These things are just in my garage and they're all coming back. They all made it through. I watered them like once. And I was thinking, you know, that might be a really good way to deal with lavender and to get over time, a really nice, big, showy lavender plant is to plant it in a good pot and then just bring it in the garage, because it's not going to be the cold in the garage that harms it. It's going to be the wet winter ground that hurts it.
Yeah. 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 The garage offers a nice protected area. You
for
could probably
everything
have
but my car.
Yeah. Who cares if you have to shovel your car out in the blizzard? Your plants are tucked in and so happy.
Yeah. But so I was thinking about that, you know, because lavender is a gorgeous plant in a nice pot.
I love it in a pot. Yeah. Yum. Gorgeous.
And back to herbs. Last year, I finally did enough herbs in pots right by the door that I used them all the time. There was nothing like having a big pot of tarragon.
Oh, yes.
It was just like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, keep the herbs near the kitchen door or near the house because then it's so easy to just go snip some fresh things when you're cooking. I love doing that. I always have a collection of just simple terracotta pots, a mix of them, but all my herbs. In them. I love it. And then the perennial ones I tend to tuck in the garden or ground somewhere. I have so much oregano and, the tarragon comes back easily. There's some great things that you can just, yeah, have a wonderful collection of the times.
And I think that when you do that, especially in late summer, because I think, you know, I don't cook much in the summer. I'm busy. You know, it's just like, I mean, I do cook because I gotta eat, but it's in the late summer, early fall to have those herbs. Oh my gosh, when you are making your own sun-dried tomatoes and you've got your own time, like right there, it's incredible. And just about everybody has enough room that somewhere they could put a pot of herbs.
I agree, absolutely.
Just, oh, but the tarragon. Oh,
Oh.
I just started making all these sauces with tarragon.
Oh, classic, yes. And I love using it in my chicken salad. Yum.
So I'm sure right now your pottery selection is phenomenal.
We have great pottery. Yes, we are flush. A lot of great stuff. Yeah.
And potting soil. So one could just say, today is my potted herb garden day. You know, go get the pot, get the soil, you know, and get some herbs.
Yeah, pick your nice herbs.
They will blow you away. You know, my lemon thyme, I used all winter.
Oh my gosh, one of my favorites. I love lemon thyme.
It's incredible. Okay, parsley. That's another one that should not let go to seed, right?
Right, that one will tend to bolt in hot weather. The best thing you can do is just try to keep trimming and using and snipping off of it. Yeah. Yep.
And
Stay on
parsley
top of
is
that.
fairly cold tolerant.
It is, absolutely. Yeah, that can go out now for sure. Even rosemary, I mean, they're not technically frost tolerant. However, they can handle, I mean, I guess if it's going to go below freezing, I would say, yikes, protect them. But at this point, those are kind of hardened off. It's great. I plant those out as I do, perennial stuff now. So that works well.
So, a lot of us kill our rosemary over the winter.
For sure. Oh, yeah. I mean, I stopped even trying a million years ago. It's tricky. You need sun, but you need kind of cool and drafty, and you can't overwater, but you can't let it dry out. God forbid it's in a room that's got some sort of heat source, but yet it needs to be heated. It's, yeah, I praise those who can get it to winter over. It's, I've done it. I can think of one really amazing winter. I did it and it bloomed and it was gorgeous. And it was all about the site. I was living in an old drafty but sunny farmhouse. And that's the only reason why it worked out. But tricky. I just cut mine all the way back in the fall. And that's when I'm also kind of, I don't know if I'm cooking more, but I'm definitely doing more like roasted roots and soups and things like that. So it always comes in so handy for that stuff. And then, yeah, I just buy a new one every year. I buy a couple.
That is kind of my motto with plants that don't make it. If you loved it, it was an annual. Just get it again. I mean, just
Yeah.
wonderful. So we're out of time. Oh my gosh.
Wow. All right.
Juge Clausen is here from the Phantom Gardener. They are celebrating Earth Day today. And get over there. You can celebrate Earth Day too. And wow, it's just so amazing that we're really there. And it's really going to be summer. It's going to be May in like a week. Oh my
I
gosh.
know. Crazy.
So, Juge, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Sally. Really appreciate you having me on today.
That helped me a lot.
Oh, well, good. You helped me a lot. This was wonderful. Happy
Oh,
Earth Day, everybody.
yeah, go see other gardeners at Earth Day at Phantom Gardener.
Yes.
Okay, so we're out of here. Garden Show and Home brought to you by Four Winds Farm, Organic Heirloom Seedlings, mid-May. More information, go online, fourwindsfarmny.com. Ward's Nursery, Garden Center, and Wild Bird Shop, helping gardeners grow in Great Barrington, Massachusetts, and at wardsnursery.com. And I Must Garden, all natural, pleasantly scented animal repellents available at independent garden centers. More information at imustgarden.com. And do a tick check.